This is Dakota Datebook for October 20th. Over six decades, Miss Briggs was likely the most frequently mentioned name in the Wahpeton papers. Never married, she was a successful businesswoman and an early adopter of the automobile. Her road trips, both regional and coast to coast, were often reported. She drove to World's Fairs in Chicago, San Diego, and Buffalo. On this date in 1924, she was enjoying an extended trip through five western states. She came to Dakota Territory from Wisconsin in 1880 with $150 loaned by her father, John F. Briggs, a Civil War veteran and Uncle Sam portrayer. Since childhood, she'd been an expert seamstress, knitter, and decorative enthusiast. Ladies' hats were in high demand and suited her artistic interests. She opened a millinery shop, operated in several locations, then built the Briggs Block on Dakota Avenue with the upstairs devoted to physician offices. She sold it in 1911 and later operated across the avenue behind Aaron Stern's iconic men's clothing store. In 1922, she retired and had her building moved to 6th Street at the entrance to the State School of Science. It was remodeled into a beautiful home. The house was painted white with a red roof, shutters, doors, and latticework. The ornate college entrance lights showed it off to lovely effect. Miss Briggs employed over 100 girls, was active in civic and patriotic work, and made a home for her aged parents until their deaths. She remained active in church matters after giving up Sunday school work and often welcomed calls from young people and children, with whom she was a great favorite. She kept several parrots in her shop and later in her home. Some even developed amusing lingual abilities. One day, a little girl from the Wahpeton Indian School stopped by to admire the pretty house and flower garden. Miss Briggs came out onto the porch with a parrot and invited her over. The girl was astonished by the gorgeous bird that could talk. Later, visitors to the school asked some girls their names and marveled at their wonderful surnames like Bluebird, Pretty Lightning, Rising Sun, Medicine Horse, Eagle Star, Dreaming Bear, and Pumpkin Flower. The little girl who had a French name proudly declared her last name was Parrot. Miss Briggs died at home in 1947, leaving several historical artifacts to the Richland County Museum, including her father's Uncle Sam portrait. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.